The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're tuned in to Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk, live every weekday on the Nation Network YouTube.
Welcome in to another edition of Oilers Nation every day, just an hour later than usual. Don't worry about that. As always, coming to you live from the Sports Closet Studio, three locations in the Edmonton area. It is almost December. That means you got to get your Christmas shopping going. Hit up the Sports Closet as always. Short for Giant Game Day as well. That's where we're going to start today with the lead. How many times this year, how many times have I sat here in this chair, in this Sports Closet studio, and on a short for Giant Game Day, and I've said, Oilers going to win this one. I got a good feeling. I got a good feeling about this hockey team tonight. They should win this game. And how many times have I said that, and they've lost? Pretty much every time. Too many to count. But tonight, against the Chicago Blackhawks, you cannot lose this hockey game. The Blackhawks are terrible. The Blackhawks at 5-on-5 have been outshot in every game this year except for two. The Blackhawks have not only lost their last seven games, they've lost six of them by two goals or more. If the Oilers don't cover the puck line, I won't eat cat food, but I'll be really upset. I'll be really mad. This is such a winnable game. Such a winnable game. We're live on the Nation Network, YouTube, Oilers Nation, Facebook, Oilers Nation, Twitter as well. You can take a look right here. Look at those stats. The Hawks are awful. The Oilers are a terrible defensive team, and the Hawks are worse. The Oilers have been scoring a lot. The Hawks haven't. The Oilers' power play is really good. The Hawks is mediocre. The Oilers' penalty kill. You've all watched the games. It sucks. Somehow, Chicago's is worse. If they lose this game, I don't even know. I don't even know what I'll do. They have a chance to end the month of November at even 500. 7-7 in the month. And you know what? If 7-7 in the month of November is your worst month, that's not the worst thing in the world, in my opinion. So it's a big game tonight, you know? Beat the wheels off this Hawks team. Please. Oh my God. If they lose, I don't even know, man. Let me know in the chat. I mean, maybe I'm putting too much pressure on this game, but like, they're so bad. Chicago, you look at that roster. There's like barely any NHL forwards on it outside of the guys they're going to trade by the deadline, like the four of them. Their blue line isn't good. Their goaltending, the duo in net they have was acquired for the sole purpose of being bad. Part of the reason they won any games early in the year is because somehow a guy named Arvid Soderblom and a healthy Alex Stalock were like average and they won a few games or above average and they won a few games. Now the goaltending's back to being what we all expected and what Kyle Davidson, their GM, expected it to be. They got to win. Rusty's in the chat, says Oilers will win. This is a 500 month. Figure things out. They'll go 11-4 or 12-3 in December. There's our eternal optimist, Rusty. A very key point of the show. Surveyor Brett one, Surveyor Brett, you haven't been in the chat of Oilers Nation every day for like months. And the fact you come in here with all of this bagged milk propaganda, you're a shill. You're a shill for bagged milk, spewing misinformation in my Oilers Nation everyday YouTube chat. It's a joke. All this talk, Tyler's killing the B-cast to start a new show. Bagged Milk's sending that out there saying, oh, Tyler's killing the B-cast to start his own post-game show. I'm not even hosting the new post-game show. We haven't even announced who's hosting it yet. So that's false. The fact that I'm killing the B-cast, yet Bagged Milk loves to go on about how he's in all these big meetings in the company and everything comes from his direction. And yet he sits here and goes, oh, Tyler's killing the B-cast. Him pretending I have more power than him? Remember that. Remember that, everybody. Parker says sellout. Surveyor Brett's the sellout. How about that? Bagged Milk is killing his own B-cast. Liam, hello. Liam and I spent the morning out with the fine folks at Sherwood Ford, out in Sherwood Park. We loaded up the Nation truck with goods from, what was the school, Liam?
Lakeland Ridge Elementary School, Lakeland the home Ridge. Of young Liam. Was my elementary
that school. Was your first elementary school in Canada, and we did like the tour de Liam while we drove through Sherwood Park in the Nation truck. You showed me where you live now. You showed me where your first house was when you moved to Canada, and then we went to your elementary school. It was great.
Yeah, we got the grand tour of Sherwood Park. Next up, junior high. Next time.
Yes. But we picked up a bunch of stuff that the kids at Lakeland Ridge raised for the food bank, loaded it into the Nation truck, drove it to the Sherwood Park food bank, dropped it off. It was very cold, but we did get to use one of those, like, what would you call it? Like a sorting line where we put the boxes on and like shoved it. Like,
yeah, it was like a belt, like an old time belt thing. And you just throw the boxes on and they roll into the shop, and then, hey, presto, food donated. So it was awesome. It was really good.
We took some nice photos together, so we'll share those a little bit later. Shout out to Sherwood Ford the Giant and David at Sherwood Ford, who was a big help today as well. I see Jay is here watching the show. He hasn't actively participated in Bagged Milk's shenanigans, so I don't have huge beef with you, Jay, but it's nonsense, and I know you love it, though.
I'm here for chaos. I love a good beef. This is like your chum gate. It's good. It divides the audience and unlocks good conversation. There's Tyler the B-cast killer or Bagged Milk the behind the scenes bad boss trying to throw his teammate under the bus to create some controversy. So I'm here for it. I've got my popcorn. I'm loving your takes. You're giving the right angles. So this, like I said, I'm sitting back on this one. Normally I'm a part of all this.
Liam, we should ban Bagged Milk from the YouTube chat. That is power we have.
Is he in the chat?
He is right now.
He's in the chat.
And he's trying to play up to be this like sympathetic character. Like, I thought Tyler was my guy, but he's breaking my heart. I love Tyler. I thought he loved me. That's all BS. And Surveyor Brett is here like a yappy little corgi sitting next to Bagged Milk in the chat.
I know the real story, but I'm here to see how it plays out.
And that, folks, that is telling right there. Okay, I'm going to move away from this. Let's talk about the hockey game tonight. You heard my rant off the jump. They can't lose this game, Jay. They cannot lose to the freaking Blackhawks.
It's not a must-win game in the sense of the season's on the line, but it's a must-win game to save face on the month, just like you said, because we're playing a shitty Blackhawks team. The puck line is +110, just to tell you how bad they are. So they got to go in and get this win. This just makes a bad month okay. It really saves a month to get this win.
Yeah. They could walk out of this month at .500 still, which when you think about how negative we were kind of being a week ago, it's pretty good if you can come out of November at .500.
Agreed. The season's still on the rails. You know, it's no pause for concern. We can't lose to crappy teams. We love playing down to our competition. And you know what? Mm-hmm. This is just one of those ones where they have to go into, is it still called the United Center? I don't know. They have to go into the arena in Chicago and kick some Blackhawks ass. And really, it needs to be a statement game. It needs to be like a 6-1 shilling.
Yeah. Around the NHL, did you have a chance to catch that game last night or see the score last night between Seattle and LA?
That was like almost a Broncos versus Indianapolis football game in terms of what that score was.
Yeah. That was something.
If you missed that would have been amazing to be at. That would have been an amazing game to be at.
Well, so one of my daily face-off bets of the day yesterday was the Kraken on the money line as underdogs. So they got up early and I was like, oh, perfect. We're good. They were up like 2-1 early in the first. And I was like, yeah, they got this. And then the end of the first was 3-3. And I'm like, boy, that's getting wild. And then about halfway through the third period, they were up 8-6. And I went and I looked and my cash out was like $9 short of the full bet. And I was like, oh, it's 8-6 with like 9 minutes to go or something. And I was like, the Kraken should be able to hold on. And I was like, you know what? No. I can't trust them. So I took the cash out.
You need that
and sure as shit, they blew it. I was feeling like a genius for a while.
Well, in hindsight, you are, but whew, that would have been nerve wracking.
Yeah, it would have worked really out anyways, but
I'm really liking my Matty Beniers for Calder bet I made in early October at +500.
Ooh, you actually put that down?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a good bet. That is a good bet. Side of that game was that Cal Peterson got lit up and the LA Kings put him on waivers today. This is 27-year-old Cal Peterson who has two more years at $5 million on his contract. Damn.
Yikes. Ouch.
Because he's like kind of young, his buyout actually isn't that ugly. I'm looking at it right now. So if they were to buy him out this summer, he would still carry a $5.1 million cap it the next year, but then it drops to 100K and then it's 2 years of $1.1 million. So I got a funny feeling we might be seeing a Cal Peterson buyout this offseason if he doesn't find a way to figure it out for the LA Kings. But the LA Kings not being able to get goaltending is also not a surprise. Like looking at the Pacific Division, the Oilers are 4 points back of the Kings and they have 3 games in hand. That is good. They should catch them. The Oilers with a win tonight, I think will actually pass them in terms of points percentage as well. So it wasn't great that that game went to OT last night, but the Kings seem to be unraveling. They have just 4 wins in their last 10.
It's good to see. Like they do have a lot of firepower, but you know, we've also got a bunch of games in hand on them. So we need to have them come down a peg. Like we'll quickly be second in the Pacific again quickly if we can just, you know, win in Chicago tonight and get back to playing normal Oilers hockey. But maybe the Kings are fake news. You expected them to regress this year, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't really have them as a playoff team to start the season. I didn't think they would be that good, mainly because I thought their goaltending sucked. Like that was the bottom line for
now. It's proven right. I still think there's a lot of talent on that roster that I think can get them through, but your comments about goaltending are showing through here with having them weigh Cal this morning, I guess, and then Jonathan Quick being not the ageless wonder, perhaps.
Yeah. I want to get to something that Brock Sagan put up the other day, and I know it's a little bit tough to see here, but it's a really interesting breakdown that Brock had about where every team kind of ranks in every regard of the game, right? So the first column is their 5-on-5 play. Second column's power play, penalty kill, and also what their goalies are. And the Oilers are like pretty far down on this list, all the way down.
A lot of red.
20. Yeah, it's a lot of red. So my question to you, Jay, they are 26th. At 5-on-5, third on the power play, but then 27th on the PK, 23rd in the goaltending, which has them 21st overall. Of those ones where we see red, so 5-on-5, PK, and goaltending, which one through 7 weeks of the season is the most concerning to you?
5-on-5. 100%. Granted, special teams, you know, you have to think the penalty kill is on the mend and it's on the rise, but that's a damning 5-on-5 number.
Out of those three, I guess part two of the question, which one are you most confident can turn itself around? Kind of like I like to sit there and think once they get healthy, their 5-on-5 play will get better. But that's also acknowledging that it's going to be a while for Evander Kane, right? So how long until he'll be back and the 5-on-5 can really start to improve? I think the PK has been a little bit better. The most concerning for me, it might still be the 5-on-5, but I think the goaltending is actually the one that can probably turn itself around the quickest, no?
I think the PK can turn around the quickest. Like, we've proven that we can be a good penalty killing team. So I think that's just a few tweaks, a few mindset changes. And I think that's, you know, we're already seeing it back on the rails. So we'll see that crawl back up. But goaltending to me is it's more than just goaltending. It's, you know, Jay Downton TM, it's defense as well. It's the defense playing in front of the goalies that are creating or allowing all those high danger chances to happen on a night in, night out basis. So it's a twofold concern there. So I think that's a bigger problem to solve than PK.
That's fair. Looking at sort of the top end here, Boston, he has this as his number one team. They're top three in every category. That is insane. New Jersey been on.
Insane.
Yeah. New Jersey's been unreal. Dallas has been unreal. I had all three of those teams. I think I had all three of them. I might have had New Jersey just on the bubble of the playoffs, but I didn't think those three teams would be any good. Which one of those three teams is the most surprising to you? Jason Robertson might actually push Connor McDavid for the Hart Trophy. Like, he's having that kind of a season for the Stars. That is unreal. The Devils look like a wagon, and somehow the Bruins played through a bunch of injuries.
So just like you, being a good Edmontonian and Oilers fan, made the Connor for Hart futures bet before the season started. But as a hedge, actually, as of this morning, I sprinkled on Jason Robertson because the odds are pretty dear for him to pull it off. So he's not Connor McDavid. He's not Connor McDavid, but the kid is performing. So you have to be concerned because if he wins the scoring title and Dallas is as good as they are, you know, when we all thought going into the season that they wouldn't be, he's definitely warrants being part of the conversation. So, you know, Dallas to me is a big surprise. Obviously, the Devils, a lot of people thought they weren't going to be there. But wow, when you see them play now, whew, they are a red hot pistol.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Our guy Rusty has his eternal optimist take on this chart here from Brock. He says a lot of red, but if we just get back to an average 5-on-5 play, we will dominate this league. I see this as an indicator that they're close to going on a long winning streak. Troy says the PK has been strong ever since Janmark started playing on it. Chris said PK may take a long time depending on how many penalties we take, which is a good point as well. Like, hopefully the Oilers stay out of the box and don't have a lot of penalty kill opportunities, but that is an interesting one there too. So we'll see if the Oilers can start turning around a few things, because I mean, their power play, obviously elite, but even that, Jay, has been a little bit frustrating for me lately. I feel like they're back to, and they get in these ruts where this happens. They overpass. They're trying to just get the pretty goal. McDavid and Draisaitl maybe look for each other too much and aren't looking for the other guys on the ice. The power play last game was frustrating to me.
Yeah, shooting needs to, the shooting option needs to enter into the thought process a little bit more. when you've got these skilled guys, like they think they can make that play, right? And you know, 50% of the time that pass does get through, or Dry gets the one timer on net because of, you know, that pass that threaded the needle. So like, I guess it gets really habitual. So like, they just have to keep an open mind and take that shot. Cause even Connor, like, he was Mick Shooter for the first, you know, 10, 15 games of season and scoring goals in bunches. And we're seeing him even shoot less now. So there's a whole kind of mindset shift there. Why are you laughing? You're smiling.
I just saw, sometimes Liam puts stuff in the chat and I giggle. And all I saw, Liam, was your message that just says, okay, folks. And I was like, where's he going with this? He just said, okay, folks, in the chat. I thought you were like trying to calm down someone arguing with someone else. I don't know. Okay.
If you look back at that graphic, though, the top 10 teams all have top 10 goaltending.
So is that the most important part that needs to turn around for the Oilers then?
It is the most important part. Cause look, like you got Carolina there. That's the only kind of real outlier, but like, look at all the teams above them, all single digits in the goalie column. You can live with a bad PK. Look at Colorado, 22. So for us, like that we need to address that. So it's, you know, having Jack get on the rails, Skinner just maintaining, you know, his performance and his save percentage, and getting that those six defensemen in front of them either playing better or making some changes there, some additions there to help bolster it a little bit. But that's what's ultimately going to sink us. And when I say sink us, I mean not have us shoot up into the top five of the NHL.
Like, yeah.
That needs to sort itself out, especially if we want to go in a long run in the playoffs.
I would argue that actually the goaltending and PK in a way would go hand in hand as well. Like, part of the reason the Oilers penalty kill was decent over the last couple of years is because Mike Smith always had one of the best PK save percentages in the league. So if they start getting more saves from Campbell and Skinner when they're shorthanded, then there you go, right? Like, both those numbers could improve. Bag Milk says the PK has given up 23 goals so far this season. We've only played 22 games. Yeah, great point. Bag Milk also adds the Oilers are tied for third in the NHL in PK goals given up. Yeah, the penalty kill is not great. Far from it. See if they start turning it around, though.
It's coming back, though. I'm not too concerned about it. It's not as like glaring as it was earlier in the season. So I'm not concerned, but like, we have to defend and stop more pucks. Like, that is our biggest concern. We're battling injuries up front, and you know, any team goes to injuries, but you know, look at the Maple Leafs. Like, their top four defensemen are out.
And yet, their top four, you know, they've got on the blue line weren't good to begin with.
That are stepping in and playing good, and they, you know, they've got decent goaltending too. Weird, Matt Murray's playing, you know, better than expected as long as he stays healthy, and Samsonov is been there to back him up when needed, but like, I don't know. We just got to get that sorted. Got to get that sorted.
Yeah. 100%. Let's switch gears back to the here and now for the Edmonton Oilers. 8 goals in their last 2 games, Jay, and a very special someone has scored 3 of them. Evan Bouchard is on a heater. Back-to-back multi-goal or back-to-back games with a goal for Bouchard. He tied the game up late. I'll give you the floor here. Just rave about Bouchard and these last 2 games. I maybe I'm speaking for you here, but this is what makes him such a special, special player.
I feel like there's a hidden agenda by you doing that because I'm very critical of Evan Bouchard, but never once critical of his offensive potential. Have I been getting mad at him not being able to get shots through and hitting being the shin pad assassin for the, you know, 20 games before the last 2? Yes, but now he's getting pucks through. He does have a lethal shot, well documented, and now he's getting it on net, and he's converting. Like, this is the part of Evan Bouchard's game we celebrate, that I celebrate. I'm still critical of his defensive side, but the other issue is that he's not insulated. If he's going to be an offensive weapon like this and be playing more on the offensive end of the game, well, then he needs to be paired up with the right defenseman there to insulate that. So if he does make a defensive mistake, he's protected. So I am happy for Dad. I am happy to see him scoring. Hammered him on the shot prop. I listened to you last episode. Made some money. Going to do it again tonight. Right? If he's feeling it, yes. And getting pucks through, like, this is the Evan Bouchard we need.
but we're still getting scored on a bunch against, right? Like, scoring four goals is great, but if the other team is scoring four or five, then, like, what's the point of anything? So I'm still going to be critical of that, but, like, as long as he's insulated, he's fantastic offensively. And now it's starting to pay dividends. He was a little snake bitten, but now it's great to see. Like, what a game tying goal. Like that's such a, like,
unreal.
Like, it's those moments to score. Like, it's like the Oilers in 06. There was a 1.5 seconds left in Arizona. And this was to tie the game, face off one to Chris Pronger and in with 1.6 seconds or 1.4 seconds.
I remember that.
This is obviously like 4 or 5 seconds in that game, but, like, you know, when you see things like that, you're like, okay, this is a good signal for the season ahead. You know, we're going to look back at this. You know, this game, that goal is going to help us get a chance to get this month of November back on the rails with a big win tonight in Chicago, be back to 500. Like, these things have an impact in the overarching trajectory of the season. So, yeah, I love Dad offensively.
It's not just a normal game day either. It's a birthday game day for you. So what makes game day special on your birthday? What do you got going?
It makes nailing the puck line with a big bet. That is what's going to make my birthday special.
So you're betting a little heavier tonight?
In all honesty. What's that?
You're betting a little heavier tonight because it's a game day? Or because it's your birthday? It's your
birthday. You know, you get the positive juju going, right? Make some big bets. Make it special. So... No, I've got, and I know we're going to talk about betting later, but I'm laying, my unit size has gone up today, but yeah, no, going for a nice dinner with the family and then going to get home in time. This is where I'm actually thankful it's a 7:30 game. Going to get dinner done in time, being home for puck drop. You know, I get to watch it downstairs in on the big screen, which normally I don't get to do because I'm normally holding a child in front of my TV upstairs. So you know what, it's going to be very special on all fronts. Going to sit on the nice couch, you know, going to have maybe a glass of vino if Bag Milk's watching, you know, keep the night going and just really take it in and hopefully, you know, win some money because the Oilers did what they're supposed to.
All right, let's talk some betting then. Let's give Jay some good birthday betting advice and we'll bring Liam back in for our Betway bets. We also got our keys to the game coming up in a bit here. But anyways, Liam, are you there? Hello, Liam? Hi. Yeah, you are.
Can you hear me?
What do you like tonight on the betting front?
I'm puck line riding. I am all in on the puck line tonight. We got to. We're playing the Chicago Blackhawks. If we don't have the puck line tonight, something.
And they're trash.
And they are trash. So I'm also going to go with a Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl goal parlay at plus 275. Whoa. Really chasing the juice today. So I'm feeling it. I'm hoping Jay's birthday luck rubs off on us all and we can get those 2 points for the Oily Boys and 2 bets in the bank.
I don't mean it. Plus 275, that's good. They're playing on the same line. That does make me a little nervous. I am 100% back on the Evan Bouchard shot prop tonight. I think that has a good, it's plus 110. I love the puck line. Love it, love it, love it. And, maybe a little Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl to each get a power play point. If you remember last time these two teams met, it was the great power play palooza of 2022. They played like the whole second period with either team on the man advantage. Right. So I think we could get an Oilers power play goal tonight and McDavid and Draisaitl plus 125 to each be involved. Why not? Jay, anyone you like as a goal scorer tonight?
I'm feeling Zach Hyman tonight because he got robbed. I shouldn't say robbed. He did kick it in, but yeah. I'm feeling Zach Hyman tonight. And you know what? It's my birthday, so I'm gonna go bold. I'm still drinking the Yanmark Kool-Aid, so I'm gonna sprinkle a little on Yanmark tonight. Be advised on that one; that is an absolute reach. And then yeah, I'm parlaying. I'm doing Oilers to win with Connor 2+ points. On top of puck line.
I like all that. Oilers to win, Connor 2+ points. That's a good spot. Oilers 36+ shots on goal is only minus 125, but I got a funny feeling that they might be able to get there as well. Chicago, like I said, they've been outshot at 5-on-5 in every game this year, except two of them. So I think there is a lot of spots. I'm going to be going heavy tonight in honor of your birthday, Jay.
I appreciate that, and I hope you win.
Okay, shout out to our friends at Betway. 19 plus, please play responsibly. We're going to get to our keys to victory here in just a second, but first let's go through the lineup for either side in this hockey game as we work towards the end of the show. Starting with the Oilers, Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, and Zach Hyman is expected to be your top line this evening. The second line, you got Ryan Nugent-Hopkins centering Jesse Puljujärvi and Matthias Janmark. Brad Malone on the third line with Dylan Holloway and James Hamblin, and then Tyler Benson with Devin Shore and Derek Ryan. So Tyler Benson expected to be in the lineup tonight because Clean Costin, if you didn't hear this yesterday, he is he's in Calgary getting like a work visa thing sorted out, so he couldn't make the trip to Chicago. He might be able to meet them in Minnesota, though, but this is your Oilers lineup tonight. The blue line is Nurse with CeCe, Kulak with Barry, Broberg with Bouchard. Jay, a couple of questions for you in regards to this Oilers lineup. Hyman, McDavid, Draisaitl, when they're on the ice together, feels like a power play the whole time. That's the way someone explained it to me yesterday. I agree, that trio is great, but a second line of Nuge, Janmark, and Puljujärvi, like the depth of this team falls right off if you go supernova with those three on the top line. And that concerns me.
I couldn't agree more. Like, I love nothing more than watching that line of Draisaitl, McDavid, and Hyman on the ice. But, you know, in terms of roster construction, given, you know, the players that we have that are able to play, it's always a bit risky because we need that depth. I'm hoping maybe there's some jumbling. Like, yes, I am drinking the Janmark Kool-Aid. Yes, I love the Nuge. Puljujärvi has definitely been noticeable in games, not necessarily for how he carries offensive play, but like he's really leaning into the physicality and checking side, so that could be a value. Like I'm trying to find the silver lining here. We shouldn't do it like this, but also we might need to do it like this given what we have, because we have to ride 29 and 97 right now to get some goals, and then hopefully, you know, that third line of Holloway, Malone, and Hamblin, which wasn't bad last game, you know, those guys are putting in the effort. It is what it is, man. This is what it is. This is, we are decimated with injuries. So I think the more I look at this and kind of seeing how it went with Florida, I think this is kind of the way you have to go.
Liam, what would you do, Liam? Do you like the idea of just loading it up? I think you can maybe get away with it against a bad team like Chicago. McDavid and Draisaitl very well might be able to just dominate this thing and run all over it. But what do you think?
Yeah, I think right now this team is just kind of got to find his mojo again, I guess, consistently. And maybe the best way is just to do that top line the way it is and let everyone else kind of figure it out on their own. I think there is some juice on the other lines, like Nugent Hopkins and Puljujärvi, I guess, is a pretty good pairing. But I think maybe it's a credit to someone like Nuge thinking like, okay, this guy has been playing well enough this season. Like we can actually pop McDavid and Draisaitl on the same line and Nuge can ride it out with Jesse and Janmark or whoever else gets elevated for whatever kind of works. But I don't know. I don't mind the other pair and I kind of get the third line. I feel like that was a line in Bakersfield that Woodcroft maybe relied on a little bit. So I can see why he's there. So yeah, I don't mind it. Like, well, there's got to start getting in a rhythm here. So if they can get three in a row tonight, I think that helps a lot if that means McDavid and Draisaitl have to be on the first line.
It's a good point. Nuge, I didn't think was that good against Florida, but hopefully he can bounce back tonight. I just get nervous with him being a centerman. We're going to get to the chat here.
It's still the Nuge.
Yeah, I know. Still love the Nuge.
No shots.
Here's our Chicago.
No shots in two
here's
games.
That's an interesting
that's
point.
That's damning.
Yeah. Lineup for the Hawks tonight. Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane reunited together on the top line. Andreas Athanasiou's on the left side. Max Domi with Philip Kurashev and Taylor Radish. Jason Dickinson with Colin Blackwell. And our old friend Jujhar Khaira, who has two goals in his last five games as well. Jujhar starting to play some decent hockey, and he's healthy as well, which it feels good to see Jujhar be healthy. Mackenzie Entwistle with Reese Johnson and Boris Tkachuk. The D pairings for the Hawks are Jack Johnson with Seth Jones, Philip Ruse with Connor Murphy, Jake McCabe with Caleb Jones. And I believe it is going to be Arvid Soderblom getting the start. Yes, that is confirmed, Chris Chalmers on dailyfaceoff.com. So Soderblom is getting the start in his last outing. He stopped 21 of 23 shots. Stuart Skinner, according to Jack Michaels, is getting the start tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. Okay, we'll wrap this up with our keys to the game and also the fact that Stuart Skinner's getting the start. I think I would have gone with Jack Campbell against the easier opponent, first of back-to-backs. I think that's more of a spot where Jack Campbell could succeed, and you go with Skinner tomorrow against Minnesota. Jay, what do you think? Skinner, right call?
I agree with your logic. I was thinking the same thing. So a little bit shocked, but once again, maybe we desperately want to be 500 for the month. Like, I don't know, but like Minnesota's an interesting team. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to wrap my head around why they would do it this way, but I agree. I would have gone Skinner. Also, I just noticed since Jujar is playing tonight, revenge goal, love for Jujar. Just put a couple bucks on him to score.
All right. Liam, what do you think of Stu Skinner getting the start?
I think it's fair. I mean, I guess you could say he earned it. I don't think that loss against the win That's against fair. Florida, like any of the goals, were really his fault. And also, I was watching one of the pregame interviews with Skinner, and he was talking about how pumped they all were for Campbell to get that Rangers win. So maybe Campbell's kind of feeling himself a little bit now, and the coaches see that and think, yeah, he's going to be fine against Minnesota, and you know, give him a game. And I guess that also shows that you support Campbell with giving him the tougher opponent, I guess you could say, right? If he plays tomorrow, I'm assuming he's going to play.
It's the whole like mindset and psychology of it. So like, mm-hmm. I think that's a good perspective, Liam. Because at some point, Jack Campbell needs to be our $5 million goalie. Like that just has to happen. Because if it's not, we have bigger issues.
Short for giant keys to victory tonight. Taking a look at a few things. Rusty, this is superstar line versus superstar line. Chicago's depth is worse than the Oilers. Yeah, it's a good point there. Tyson says Puljujarvi's going to get one tonight. Descra says, isn't Holloway projected to be on the fourth line? The third and fourth lines tonight are more or less the same thing. They're interchangeable. Epiphany says Tyler Benson getting a goal or assist would be perfect. Chris says Oilers are putting up 40 shots unless it's a blowout. I like that. Rusty adds he doesn't think the second line is terrible, but could be worse. Nuge can drive that line. And Epiphany also said, honestly, any one of Hamblin, Benson, Puljujarvi, or Bouchard scoring would be epic. All right. Keys to victory tonight for me, don't play down to your opponent. That is something the Oilers love to do. They love seeing just a team that is dead in the water and not finishing the job. You just got to go pedal to the floor. I don't know how many other cliches I can throw out right now, but just beat the wheels out of this Hawks team and don't play down to them. That is my giant key to victory for sure. Ford, Liam, what do you got?
Yeah, dictate the game, play your own style. And I think McDavid and Draisaitl maybe dominate early and then everyone else kind of grow into the game. But I guess I'm looking at that top line to actually come out and control this game the most, like they should.
Yeah.
Okay. Couldn't agree more. Do not play down to your competition tonight. This is just, you just got to go and win that game. So in you know, I would also add is that we have to score first. Like we're playing the Chicago Blackhawks. We shouldn't be having to chase the game against them. So if we play down to the our competition tonight, Chicago's scoring first, and then we're chasing the game. And we got another weird game like we had against them a month and a half or ago. So when we played Chicago last, so score first, don't play down. We're the better team. Be the better team.
Parker says 10 shots in the first 10 minutes. He also called Jay the sensible voice of Oilers Nation. McJesus says get 2 goals in the first 10 minutes. Play your game 1 second into the period and start on time. Curtum adds same thing. They have to avoid giving up the first goal. Reminder, like if you like. Thank you, Epiphany. Thank you for putting that message into the chat as well. Bag milk, plus 750 for the Oilers to win every period. Let's effing go. I like that.
Ooh,
as well.
I like that.
If you're looking for, yeah, that's actually very juicy. I might be in on that. If you're looking for a spot to go watch the game tonight, why not head down to Jasper Ave and hit up Soho? All the Oilers games on their 100-inch screen. That is a large screen. very large. We watched the Rangers game there the other day. $4.75 Molson, half price wings, $8 for a slice of pizza and a pint. You don't get it any better than that. Head down to Soho for the game tonight. And all right, score predictions, boys. Liam, what do you got?
6-1 Oilers.
Okay, I'll say 6-2 Oilers. Jay?
5-2.
5-2. All right. There we go. That is a wrap on today's Sherwood Ford Giant edition of the show. Shout out to Sports Closet, sportscloset.ca, and our new friends at Soho. You can give them a follow on all their social media at Soho Yeg. Shout out to Bagged Milk and Surveyor Brett for stirring it up in the chat as well and getting my chat engagement up. You think you're harming me. You're only helping the algorithm recognize this show more. So the joke is on you. RIP to the Beatcast. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow when Frank Saravalli joins the show. Talk to you then, everybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer 4 questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go!